Shalom to all. You are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by Al Parsha, and today we are going to be learning the fourth Aliyah in Parsha's Baalei Scha, that is Perek Tes, Pasuk Tes Vav. And the Pasuk tells us, V'yem Hakim Es HaMishkan, and the day that the Mishkan was set up, Kisa Anan Es HaMishkan Oyel Eidos, the cloud covered the Mishkan, V'erev Yel Mishkan Kamara Eish Ad Biker, and in the evening there was on the Mishkan like a vision of fire until the morning. Kein Yetamid, so was always, Ha'anan Yechasanu, the cloud covered it, Umara Eish Laila, and there was this vision of fire at nighttime. V'lefihe Alayis Ha'anan Me'al Oyel, and when the cloud lifted from on top of the oil mine, Vachar Ken Yisu B'nei Israel, afterwards the B'nei Israel would travel, Uvim Kaim Asher Yishkan Shama Anan, and wherever the cloud rested, Sham Yachanu B'nei Israel. That's where B'nei Israel would encamp. Al Pi Hashem Yisu B'nei Israel, by the word of Hashem B'nei Israel would travel, Val Pi Hashem Yachanu, and by the word of Hashem they would encamp, Kol Yimei Asher Yishkan Ha'anan Al Mishkan Yachanu, all the days that the cloud would rest on the Mishkan, that's how long they would camp for. And let's just see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yudches, Al Pi Hashem Yisu, Sheninu B'melechas HaMishkan, we learned about in the building of a Mishkan, Kivan Shah Yisrael Nisin, once Kal Yisrael would start traveling, Haya the Anon, the cloud, would fold up and actually go over the Bnei Yehuda like a beam. They would blow a tkiah true and tkiah with the chatzotzes, like we're going to learn about at the end of this aliyah. And they would not start traveling until Moshe Rabbeinu actually said, Kuma Hashem. This is in the Sifri. And Valpi Hashem Yachanu, based off Hashem, they would encamp. Once they were about to camp, the Anon would actually go above Yehuda and spread out like a sukkah, but it wouldn't spread out completely like it would on top of the Mishkan until Moshe Rabbeinu said, Shuva Hashem, Rivai Safa Yisrael. Heavy Omer, that's why the Pasuk says, Al Pi Hashem, based off of Hashem, because the cloud would indicate what to do. Uviyad Moshe, and it was also through Moshe Rabbeinu, only once he said, Kuma Hashem, or Shuva Hashem, that's when they would actually travel or encamp. And back to Chumash Pasuk Yotes, Varicha Anon Al Mishkan Yom Rabim, and when the cloud stayed for a long time on the Mishkan, for many days, Rishon Bnei Yisrael, Mishmeres Hashem, V'lo Yiso, and Bnei Yisrael would guard the Mishmeres of Hashem, and they wouldn't travel. And there were times that the cloud was on the Mishkan a number of days. By Hashem they would encamp, and by Hashem they would travel. And there were times that the cloud was there only from evening till morning. And then the cloud would rise up in the morning, and they would travel. Sometimes it was there for a day and a night. And then the cloud would raise up, and they would travel. Sometimes it was there for 2 days, or a month, or many days, which is talking about a year, when the cloud stood for a long time on the Mishkan to dwell on it, the Bnei Yisrael would encamp and they would not travel, and when it would raise up, when it would go up, then they would travel. By the word of Hashem, they would encamp and travel, as Mishmeres Hashem Shemaru, they guarded the Mishmeres of Hashem, by the word of Hashem, through Moshe Rabbeinu. And now we learn about the Chatzaitzers. Says Perek Yud, Pasuk Aleph, by Dabar Shal Moshe Lamer, Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, make for yourself two trumpets out of silver. You should make them hammered out, and they shall be for you for calling of the assembly and for causing the camps to travel. Let's just see Rashi over here, Pasuk Beis. Asei lecha, shiyu tekel lefanecha kemelech, they should blow in front of you like a king, by yibishrun melech. Asei lecha, mishelcha, should come from your own funds. Asei lecha, ata oisem ushtamish behen v'leacher. You make them and use them, and no one else. L'mikra eidah, this is meant for calling the assembly. Kishatir tzal adabrim Sanhedrin u'sha'aram, when you want to speak to the Sanhedrin and everyone else, v'tikra eim lesef alecha, and you want to call them to gather to you, tikra eim l'idei chatzotzos, you should call them by way of the trumpets. U'lamaseh samachanois, and to get everyone to travel. B'shas siluk masois, tisku behem l'simen, at the time that everyone's supposed to travel, that's when you should blow them for a sign that everyone should know it's time to travel. Nimsisato Emir, it turns out that Alpish Lesha Hayu Naisim, they would travel based off of three things. Alpi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it was based off of Hashem, the cloud would rise up, and Valpi Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu would say Kuma Hashem, and Valpi Chatzotzos, by way of the trumpets, he would actually blow the trumpets. Miksha, what does this mean, Miksha? Meha Ashas Tasa, you should make it out of a solid block, Bakashas Akornis, hammering it out with a hammer. And back to Chumash Pasuk Gimel, we describe exactly how the Chatzotzos worked. V'taku Bahin, and when they sounded to Kia, V'nayatu Elech, all the assembly should gather to you by the oil might. And if only one of them is blown, then they shall gather onto you. Who is that? The Nesiim, the heads of the thousands of Israel. And Uskatim Truah, when a Truah is sounded, that's the indication that the camps should travel. That's the ones that are camped towards the east. And Uskatim Truah Shenis, when a second Truah is sounded, the ones that are camped towards the south should travel. A Truah is sounded to indicate indicate that they should travel. And when the kahal is supposed to be gathered, tisku v'loisariu, a tkiah should be blown and not a trua. And the sons of Aaron the Kahanim, they shall blow these trumpets. And they shall be for you, for an eternal decree for all your generations. So let's understand what we just learned. Pasuk Gimel, b'taku b'hen, b'shtehen, this is talking about blowing both of the trumpets. V'usem in the mikra eda, and this is the sign for calling of all the assembly. Shenemar it says, v'nehate lecha kol ha'eda el pesach ha'el maid. Pasuk Dalet in Rashi, v'im pa'achas yisko, if only one of the trumpets is blown, v'usem in the mikra ha'nesim. This is the sign that only an nesim should come. Shenemar it says in the pasuk, v'nehate lecha ha'nesim. V'afhen ye'idasan al pesach ha'el maid, they also would gather to the entrance of the maid, u'migzer shavuhu ba'be sifri. And pasuk hey, uskatim trua, simin masa machnois, this is the sign that all the camps should travel. Tkia trua utkia. Kachu nishish pasifri mina mekar se yisirim. And pasuk vav and Rashi tells us, uvahakil asakol. Lefishu Emerson says in the pasuk, vahayu l'cha l'mikra eda ulamasa samachnois. These trumpets shall be to call the eda and to get everyone to travel. Ma mikra eda, tkia b'shnei kaihanim ubishteim, just like when the assembly was supposed to be called together, two kaihanim blew both trumpets. Shenemar says in the pasuk, v'taku b'hein, that both of them are blown. Af masa machnois b'shteim, so too, when the camps were supposed to travel, both of them were blown. Yachol, you might think that ma masa machnois tkia m'yiru tkia, that just like when they were supposed to travel, a tkiah trua and tkiah were sounded, af mikra eda tkiah mirev tkiah, so too, that when everyone was gathered, a tkiah trua and tkiah were sounded, ume'ata ein chiluk b'mikra eda l'masa machnes, and that would mean that there's no difference between the sounds that were sounded when everyone's supposed to be gathered and when everyone's supposed to travel. Tam lemer, that's why the pasuk says, v'hakel asakol, lemer to say, she'ein trua l'mikra eda, that there was no trua sounded when everyone was gathering. V'uadin l'nesim, and the same thing for the nesim. Harisim l'shlashtam, this is the order of everything. Mikra eda b'shtaim, when everyone was gathered together, both of them were blown. Vishal nesim ba'achas, and when the nesim were supposed to be gathered, then only one of them was blown. V'zoi v'zoi ein b'hen trua, but neither of them had a trua blast. Umasa machnes b'shtaim, and when the camps were supposed to travel, both of them were blown. Ade trua utkia, that was with a trua and a tekia. And back to Chumash Pasuk Tes, what else were the chatzitzos used for? V'chisavoy l'mechama b'artzachem, and when you shall wage a war in your land, alatzar hatzor eschem, against an oppressor which oppresses you. V'ari oisem chatzitzos, and you shall blow the trumpets. V'niskaratim l'fnei Hashem l'kechem, and you shall be remembered in front of Hashem your God, and you're going to be saved from your enemies. And in your joyous days, and on Rosh Chodesh, and you shall blow the trumpets on your carbon oilas and on your other carbonus, and it shall be for you for remembrance in front of Hashem your God. I am Hashem your God. Let's take a look at Rashi over here. Pasuk Yod, we're talking about a carbon seber that's brought. Over here, from this pasuk, we learn about malchus, zechonis, and shayfres that are done and said on Rosh Hashanah. Shenemar says in the pasuk, uskatem, hari shayfres, that's talking about shayfres, and lizikaron as remembrance, hari zechonis, that's talking about zechonis, and hashni hashem alekechem, zu malchus, that's referring to malchus. We're going to stop here for the day, pick up with the fifth aliyah tomorrow. Everyone should have a wonderful day.